Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Now in the street there's violence, and there's a lot of trouble. 23 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. No Kyle Fredrickson. We're too close to when they're going to be talking to the media members there. Day two of training camp for the Colorado Avalanche. And, you know, it's kind of a strange thing. Like, how often do you see a Stanley Cup champ replace their goalie? It doesn't happen. I mean, the old rhetoric we used to say in hockey in the playoffs is like, hey, if you can get that hot goalie, then those are typically the teams that can come away with the Stanley Cup, or at least go very deep. And the Avs, their goalie never got hot. You know, Kemper never got hot, and, you know, Frankie never got hot. So it was kind of back and forth. There was injuries there, banged up, whatever. Now you bring in Alexander Georgiev. Is it Georgiev? Yes, it's that. You know, he's supposed to be the guy coming in. Like I said, he was a backup last year. And he was supposed to be the starter, you know, last season. But instead, you know, the guy in front of him played well. And they just kept him on the bench and, you know, played a few games, obviously, as a backup. But he has now got an opportunity to be the guy. He's 26 years old. He signed a 3-year deal. He'll be the third starting goalie in Denver in as many seasons. So, you know, if they can get that going, if they can get him to be above average, then maybe we're talking, holy cow, this Avs team could be ridiculous. They could easily go and do this thing again. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. We're trying to get Kyle Fredrickson on the line. He's our Colorado Avalanche beat writer. He'll be joining us throughout the season, too. So we're looking forward to that. Great guy. I knew him when he was at the Denver Post. And he's now with the Denver Gazette. And he'll be the beat writer for the Avs. But trying to work it out because I know they're getting ready to go to they're going to the All right, we got him. Kyle Fredrickson. I was doing some tap dancing there. We got Kyle Fredrickson joining us, Colorado Avalanche beat writer at the Denver Gazette. Kyle, my man, first off, congratulations to you on the new role.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's a good time to be joining this beat, and really excited to bring our readers and your listeners closer to the team. And sorry for missing you there. The cell service not so great in the practice facility here. So I found a quiet spot. I think I hear you well. So I think we're
no,
in good shape.
We got you, man. No worries at all. I know this is a crazy time, just trying to fit in schedules and getting into the swing of things with training camp already upon us. I mean, I feel like it just snuck up on us because we've been knee deep in football, but here we go. We got Avs action on Sunday as far as preseason. It's unbelievable. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it, just how short the offseason was. I did the math earlier, and it was only 88 days in between the start of training camp and when the Avs hoisted the cup. So we're talking about less than 3 months for these guys to get ready for this. But the good news about kind of the modern NHL athlete, all these guys are in great shape. You know, they basically come to this training camp pretty much ready to play a game tomorrow if they had to, just based on the core they returned, you know, just the fact that they didn't have a ton of time just to sit around in the off season. So a little bit of conditioning to get a few guys back in the fold and everyone going at 100%. But, you know, this is a reloaded team that feels really confident in its chances to go win another one.
Well, and you got your guy locked up in Nathan MacKinnon. So that I know that was huge. Get that deal done before we start training camp, before we start preseason. So, I mean, that's just a monster deal. I mean, is he he's got to be the best player in hockey right now, right?
Yeah, you could definitely make the argument just based on his success and the fact that he won a cup. You know, the Connor McDavids of the world, a lot of the other high-end players, you know, they haven't won one yet. So when you think about where MacKinnon fits in sort of this big picture of who's deserving of being the NHL's highest-paid player, yeah, the guy is certainly worth it. Well, you know, looking at that deal, the thing that I'm intrigued by and that Avalanche fans should be comforted by, really, is that, you know, McKinnon probably could have got more money, you know, if he really wanted it. And, you know, here's a guy who has an agent who even said was, yeah, he was pushing for me to be that top paid player in the league. You know, McKinnon just wanted to be here for 8 years. You know, it was the term that was most important. So what ended up happening was that McKinnon's, you know, he is, yes, the highest paid player, but only by $100,000, you know. So it's basically by the thinnest of margins when you're talking about how much these guys are making, you know, to give him that moniker. So that in itself gives the Avs some flexibility down the road to not be bankrupted by this contract and to continue building around McKinnon, which clearly they've done so well. But, yeah, just the fact that Nate's back, I mean, he moves in a way on the ice that few guys do. You know, he's one of few players where when he has the puck, there's just no doubt. He moves at a different speed and a different intensity, and it sure is fun to watch.
Is there any – and I'm not. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm asking. There's no concern with an 8-year contract. I don't believe so, but, you know, obviously he'll be getting up there by the time he's wrapping up the last few years of that contract.
Yeah, you know, and it's you know, when you do the math, you know, McKinnon's going to play out the final year of his deal this year, and then that 8-year contract extension actually kicks in. So you're looking at 9 years down the road. You know, he'll be 36 years old when that contract is done. And, yeah, that's an aging player at that point. But the Avs were smart in how they structured this thing. You know, it's a $100 million deal, but almost half of that gets paid out over the first 3 years. So, you know, in terms of when they're spending the most money on it, you know, McKinnon still will be in his prime and be at the top of his game. And it's great because it sets up to, you know, put him in a spot where he's an Avalanche player for life. And, you know, in pro sports, it's refreshing to see that with so many guys chasing championships and changing teams. You know, here's a player who relishes his opportunity to be a legend, you know, if he's not already reached that status yet.
No, I'm with you. I love that. Like you said, we see players moving around all over the place. And, man, here in this state anyway, at least Joker and Nathan McKinnon, two guys
right.
that were drafted into these teams. And it looks like, you know, I know Joker's got a 5-year deal, but it looks like both those guys will wind up retiring with the organizations that drafted them.
Yeah, you know, the Kroenkes get dragged a lot for their ownership, I think, in the state. And, you know, looking at the Altitude Comcast deal and some other issues. But, hey, you know, to your point, you know, look at the fact that they've got two players who are arguably the very best in the league at their position or maybe even overall, you know, locked to those long-term deals where, you know, fans are going to be really lucky to see franchises that have legitimate title aspirations just because you have that guy to build around. So, yeah, whether you're an Avalanche or a Nuggets fan, it's a good time to be alive.
We're talking to Kyle Fredrickson, Colorado Avalanche beat writer at the Denver Gazette. And, you know, it's not often you see a Stanley Cup team coming in replacing a goalie like the Avs did, of course. But talk to us about what we can, you know, what maybe we can expect from Alexander Georgiev. I'm working on it. I think I'm getting it down. But you
well,
know,
hey, to help you out, they've nicknamed him Georgie. That's what teammates are calling him. So if you want to stick with that, you know, go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, we'll probably end up doing that. It just gets it makes everything easier, Kyle.
Yeah.
But his role is kind of interesting. You know, he was expected to be a starter in his position, but, you know, another guy ends up holding on to that, and he's kind of a backup at that point. But this is, you know, we look at this guy and think, man, maybe he's pretty young. He might have an opportunity to be better than what we saw last year. And if you get better than what, you know, Kemper was good at times, maybe average sometimes, whatever. But if you can get above average goalie play, my goodness, a repeat should be very possible.
Yeah, and I agree that when you look at this roster, it's pretty obvious that goaltending could end up being deciding how far the Avs go in the playoffs ultimately. And in terms of, you know, what Georgie brings to the table, yeah, he's unproven in the fact that he's never been a featured goalie before. But here's a guy who's always been on the cusp. And to your point, you know, Shesterkin in New York just really became a star. And the Rangers, you know, it forced their hand. They had to play him in net. So, you know, for Georgie, he gets a chance to get that experience and be the guy in Colorado. And for me, you know, I'm no goalie expert. It's hard to watch these guys and, you know exactly how good they are. You know, a lot goes into goalie play. But, you know, for Avalanche fans, just look at all the decisions that Joe Sakic and company have made in free agency and trades. They just, you know, they've found a way to find these guys who just maybe are a little bit undervalued by their previous team, and all of a sudden they have a breakout year. You know, you can look at Nazem Kadri, you know, Andrew Cogliano, a bunch of guys from last year, Josh Manson. So, you know, with that in mind, there are some questions here, and I think we're going to learn a lot about Georgie the preseason and maybe the first month of the year as he gets really adjusted to this roster and then the coaching style and everything that goes into playing for the Avalanche. But expectations are high, and he's certainly confident, and that's one thing I wrote about just this week. You know, he told me, you know, I asked about his skills. He said, you know, I'm great side to side. I'm a good skater. I have good reaction times. I could go on and on, but I'll let you, you know, I'll let you watch me play. And I was like, heck yeah, man. You know, like bring the heat. I love that. So, you know, I think from a personality standpoint, it come down to wins and losses and him not being the reason why the Avalanche are losing games.
Last one for you, Kyle. Nazem Kadri, you mentioned him. You know, how much will the Avs feel that? I think some fans go, you know, this is such a deep roster. I mean, on any given night, even when it wasn't Nathan MacKinnon or Cale Makar, there was a lot of guys that could shine. He was obviously one of those guys. But how big of a concern is that going in? No, and you don't got this guy who was great in the regular season, but, man, he was becoming a household name in the playoff run.
Yeah, it's interesting because it was such a brief time he was here, but yeah, Naz did enough to where he was a household name. People loved him here. So yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of expectation on that role and what the second line center on this team could do. I think the Avs were smart because they went about it kind of twofold. You know, they're proud of their development squad and the fact that they have young players in their system who've gotten better and have grown into big roles. And Alex Newhook looks like a guy who's really poised to do that. You know, he had a little bit of time in the playoffs where he sat and as a healthy scratch, and Bednar just didn't see him as the best fit. But later in the playoffs, when they needed him, he was outstanding. And you know, the guy, I think, just turned 21 or 22, so he's got a lot of growing to do. He could easily fill it, but if he's not going to be the guy, the Avs went out in free agency and signed Evan Rodriguez from the Penguins. And I think he's a player that Avalanche fans are going to quickly learn to like. He does all the little things right. A grinder, a guy who had a breakout season last year. And, you know, sort of like Gorgiev is in a position, you know, to prove that he belongs as a key player on a star team. So it's going to be difficult to fill that hole left by Naz. But like I said, with sort of the different strategies the Avs have in place, whether it's in-house or E-Rod, as they call Rodriguez, you know, I think they're going to have options there. And they're going to need it because there's going to be a little bit of forward depth that's missing with some injuries to start the year with Gabe Landeskog and maybe Val Nichushkin. Kind of needing to be eased into the year with just what happens in the playoffs last year. But going to miss Naz, and man, just what a story in the playoffs. He really was amazing.
Yeah, no question about it. Kyle, this last question is going to be the stupidest one you'll ever get. But where is the Stanley Cup right now?
Ooh, good question. You know, usually I just follow Phil Pritchard on Twitter. He's like the keeper of the cup and lets me know. But, you know, just the other day for Avs, like, media day, when they did their first interviews, we walk into this hotel lobby where they're hosting it, and bam, you know, there's Lord Stanley just chilling next to the press conference area. One of the reporters joked they ought to just haul it out for every single one just to kind of flex on people.
Yeah.
But at some point, they ought to just put that thing in a case. But, yeah, I think it is still in Denver. I've seen some posts that's been around. I know the Buffs had it last week for a day or two, but I imagine that, you know, at this point, it's really winding down, and I think they bring that thing back up to Montreal or wherever the Hockey Hall of Fame is for safekeeping, you know, until it's time for the Avs to go win it again.
No, it's so cool. Well, clearly, I mean, I love the Stanley Cup, but it didn't help the Buffs. I was hoping some of that magic would rub off a little bit.
I hope it doesn't put bad juju on the Cup. I sort of joked that. I was like, I don't know if they want to be hanging around. No shot on them, but it hasn't been pretty lately. So.
That's a good point, man. Hopefully that doesn't hurt the Avs. Man, you're so great at what you do. I love the news with you, seeing when you announced that you're going to the Denver Gazette, and you're going to be great, hopefully gracious with us. We'd love to have you on weekly talking Avs. Our listeners are dying for more Avs coverage, so, man, we just appreciate what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to joining you guys weekly, too, and breaking down the team. You know, I'll be going to the majority of road games this season, very excited, and you know, covering hockey, that's a big deal, being able to be in that room and talk with those guys goes a long way.
Yeah. Kyle Fredrickson, man, appreciate you. And we'll be looking out for your stuff, too, getting all these pregame write-ups and, you know, interviews with these players. I'm excited to check that out later today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brady.
All right, man. Kyle Fredrickson, he is now with the Denver Gazette. So excited to be bringing him on as a part of our weekly lineup with our whole show, Insiders. 37 minutes after the hour. We still got Football Friday coming up, dude. It's been a fantastic show so far. But big games coming up in the NFL this weekend, college football. And then we'll break down the local matchups coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.